All right, we're back. That was some Gnarls Barkley and his song Crazy, and that was a song from Shkwait Shachlach, his pick of the week. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the floods of a few years ago. So a very big extreme survivalist, and we just love it to get him on our program and share some of his inspirational words. And welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Cooking for a minute, freezing the next.
Wow.
The weather's getting funny.
Yeah, it sure is. So we have our subject today, and it's on intelligence. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
I've seen a quote from Wayne Teasdale, and he said, kindness is the highest form of intelligence. And you know, you can only have kindness. You can only be kind if you have a positive attitude. Something I always harp on is positivity.
Yes.
You know. That's just a quote I remember seeing here and there. And
that's so profound. Like we don't recognize and see how important it is to have that positivity being part of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something that I think the world is lacking right now. Just like you said, it's kindness is the highest form of intelligence, and it sure seems like the world is lacking a lot of kindness right now, especially with, you know, all the conflict and wars and economical crashing going on around us. And I believe that's from a lack of kindness and being overrun by greed and corruption. And these are the things that we want to cut down on and eliminate. And as we do that, this world will become a better place, a much more beautiful place in the universe. And we should be proud once we get to that level of kindness in this world, where we have peace and harmony, and we can look at our fellow human beings and see ourselves and have that empathy and kindness towards each other in a more positive way.
Yeah, for sure. And ways we can work on and develop our intelligence, you know, is using our brain, you know, more, doing puzzles, the logic games like chess and Sudoku, and crossword, you know, with that, your brain starts to function more. You can start to learn new skills, which helps with intelligence, because you know you're learning new skills. Learning how to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, physical exercise helps with that. You know, gets more oxygen to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you be more awake and aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first it'll, you know, if you know, like I'm recovering and just walking, you know, a block is pretty rough on me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, before I couldn't walk the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first got out of the hospital and
it was such an
it was such a
remarkable and amazing thing to watch, because when the doctors told us, you know, if you survived the Guillain-Barré syndrome medicine, because they said they would have to put you in a coma for 12 days, and they said if he survives, he's going to have to relearn everything. He's going to have to learn how to walk. He's going to have to learn how to talk. He's going to have to learn how to eat. And everything is going to be like a total reset. So it was just an amazing thing to watch as you started to get more and more of your functions back. Mm-hmm. In your nervous system, because you were paralyzed head to toe. And you were on a breathing machine that helped you breathe for 12 days. And it was so remarkable just to watch as you started slowly getting your movement back in your hands, all the way down to your feet, learning how to even talk, because with the tracheotomy, your voice box was cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to, like, right to communicate, and then you started to eventually talk, and then you started walking, and it was just an amazing thing, amazing sight, because when you were laying there on the hospital bed in the ICU, you know, it was like, wow, it was almost like you were in another world. You couldn't move, you couldn't do anything. Your communication was one eye, and one blink for yes and two blinks for no, and it was just amazing. So we really appreciate you coming on to our program and sharing with us all the information that helped you survive, and the new insights that you have since coming back into this world and reality.
Yeah, for sure. And a way to work on,
mm-hmm,
kindness, to work on being more empathetic,
mm-hmm,
you know, to the plights of those around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, then you start to see why you should be more kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like for, you know, we call them invaders, those that come from across water to our land.
Mm.
You know, that's why we have Thanksgiving. We took care of them when they had to survive our winters.
Mm. Yeah.
so our people showed empathy and kindness.
Mm. Yes.
You know, all people, all races and nationalities.
Yeah.
We all have intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that's my take on intelligence.
Beautiful. Well, we really appreciate you joining us and sharing with us, and giving us insight in what makes you tick and helped you survive all the trauma and tragedies that you went through. So we thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm very happy to spread some hopefully, mm-hmm, positive knowledge.
Mm.
Yeah, so I thank you guys there behind the mics, the guys behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And Yeah, we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and we're going to be right back.
Just one more thing before your interview. Can I have your address, please?
I live on Main Street.
I need your exact address.
I live on Main Street.
Oh.
No job, no home. And no home, no job. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Okay, we're back, and coming up next, we're going to be speaking with our Lady Fahima, and first we're going to play some music from Celeste Fantasy, and this song is their song Egyptian Queen versus Imposter. So let's have some listening to that fantasy music and art. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. That was some beautiful music from Celeste Fantasy. And we dedicate that to all our Egyptian listeners and to Dr. Latif.
Absolutely.
And also to Our Lady Fatima.
Thank you.
And so we'd like to listen to your words on our subject, intelligence.
Definitely is the time. First of all, thank you so much for choosing such a beautiful piece of the music, which is Arabic, and my name is Arabic, even though I'm born and raised in Persia, in Tehran, capital city. But I live in Canada for a very long time as citizen of this blessed land, this country, Canada. And that was amazing music. And in the Persian and the Arabic music is flute, drum, and violin are the major instrument in their music. Thank you so much. And going back to the intelligence, the subject of the show, radio show at Free Voices, this is the meaning of the intelligence is the broad capacity and learn and solve the problems, adapt to the new situation. In the intelligence way that the lifestyle, we can looking into it like a good simple food, good sleep, good exercise, these all facts and the daily life is intelligent to practice. And a sport or exercise is just absolutely is beautiful. But as Dr. Hulakui, the psychiatrist of 3 degrees as a PhD from Beverly Hills, from United States, at his speech, he always emphasized at the sport for young one, as a children, as a student, is very important to have that one, because that is the time, because they ask him exercise or a sport or a similar, isn't it? He said, no, it's not same. Exercise, whatever you do, you just looking after your body and the muscles, and is good for the brain and the rest of your body, basically. But a sport, choose the sport as a team. Then you, that is the time you play with the groups, like Olympic, hockey at the Olympic, hockey at the other games. So whatever you choose as the sport, when you are focusing to do it as a groups, that is the time you become intelligent, because all the, that is the time your brain is starting to practice, to exercise, to think smarter, to act smarter, and you calculate all the minutes. And these are the area you become and you manifest your talent into the intelligent way to act. So basically, as your brother from Nicola Valley, he shared with us, everybody has intelligence, but we have to recognize how to use it in the daily life and benefit ourselves, and also giving it back the benefit of the intelligence, smart thinking, to give it back to the community.
Very special. I liked how you were emphasizing on teamwork.
Yes.
And it's kind of like how this radio station is at CJSF 90.1 FM here up at Simon Fraser University. And we have very special, strong, unique staff here. We have our Magnus, he's the station manager. And we have Nicole.
Yes.
And we have Conovar.
Absolutely.
And we have Jesse.
Yes.
And these people are very special, and they keep our programs here running.
Yes.
And keep us on the air, and they manage all the equipment here and keep our airtime flowing with great programs that are, it's not a commercial radio program. It's based on the community, and so we're not restricted in the words that we use, and we use our full freedom of speech.
Yes.
And we're very fortunate because Councillor Fari is the one that set us up in our program as Free Voices. And I like your addition of Free Choices, too. Yeah. So, you know, adding all those together, it really adds to our development and programming here, and sharing positivity with the world. And we really appreciate you to come and share with us.
Thank you. It's my honor.
Yeah. And,
thank you.
We'd like to thank Charlotte, too, for joining us. And we'd like to see you all here again next week.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, China, for joining us, too, live. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And a big shout-out to Charlotte and Call Me Negotiator. She's coming up
absolutely.
Next.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And also the art show with Jacob.
Yes.
Right.
So thank you all for joining us. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. And we're going to end our program here, and we're going to let you guys go with some music from the Dead South, and they're from Saskatchewan. And a big shout out to one of my classmates out in BC Helicopters, Conrad. He's from Saskatchewan too, so I'm sure he's going to recognize these guys.
Wonderful.
Yeah, big shout out to all my brothers and sisters out at BC Helicopters.
Beautiful.
And enjoy the music, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.
After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.